So welcome back to the second and the last segment for this year, December 29th, live with Linda on Tuesday. And well, I had an inspiration, Alice, about your dilemma with your daughters, because over the years, I've known...
She's not here. At least I don't see her.
I've got to call her then.
Yeah.
Shoot. Well, I'll call her after. It's okay. Because what I'm going to share, and she may not be the only one, that over the years I've known numerous friends I've had who did not, you know, their children disowned them. Kind of the opposite of what you get. And this book, The Prophet, absolutely saved me. And I'm going to read this because it may be helpful to someone else. This book shaped my life. And it's a chapter on children. And if you don't know The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, it's been one of the most important books in my life. And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children." And he said, the prophet said, Khalil Gibran writes, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backwards, but tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children are living arrows, as living arrows are set forth." I love this. And there's this, look at this picture. "You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable." Be interesting to know if that is helpful to someone else. So we had two hands up. Actually, this is really important. One of the hands, and I'll get to Morgene right after this. One of the hands was Rose Anderson, who has been organizing my trainings for years in Minneapolis and is a T-Touch practitioner, and for humans and for companion animals also. And what she's mentioned, Donna, for you, is that Ella Biddle, when her dog had a big problem, recommended working on the liver and gallbladder meridians, the work of Donna Eden. And we have right here with us Marianne Williams, who Wilkins. Sorry, guys, I'm still in The Prophet. I'm thinking how profound that is. So Marianne, if you could give that message, I mean, show us with Donna that information, because she said that Ella Biddle, who's one of my dearest friends and an amazing holistic veterinarian, recommended the Donna Eden work and the working on the gallbladder and the liver for this issue. So
let me, what I can do, do you want me to show it on this one, or do you want me, because I've got some acupuncture charts that show the meridian.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Let me pull that, step away and pull some stuff so I can show it better.
Okay, and you, while you're getting it, Morjean, if you were next.
I just wanted to share that I've had profound, profound experiences by sending nonverbal letters to my relatives. One time I had to go to Thanksgiving at my sister's, and she hasn't liked me since she came out of the womb. And I went in like, you can use a heart hug. I did a meditation. I said, I would like the heart connection with my sister. I'd like us to get a heart to heart from a place of unconditional love. And I told her I loved her, and we were having Thanksgiving. My mother was 85. I said, and like, the whole family was going to be there, which has never happened again. I said, can't we just have, I would love if we'd have a loving evening. We'd all get along with each other this one evening. And I just so appreciate, you know, and I did that. And then I got the idea that I do it with everybody who was coming. My husband got on the car going home, and it was like a 12-hour drive. He said, I can't believe this evening. And when everybody got along. My sister hated my husband and asked him to carve the turkey. It was that my mother played the piano at 85 and did a duet with her grandson, my daughter's son, and we got it on video. It was like the most amazing thing. And I never, ever, like so many times I've written verbal, concrete letters that have had trouble. But when she's writing to her daughter from that level, we've got all this going on. The sending and the receiving is all up here. When you're silently connecting heart to heart with somebody, and you're really telling them how you feel and what you desire and what you like, you're connecting at a different level. Now, I do it without an attachment outcome. I didn't know what was going to happen. But years ago, when I did it to my mother's, the first person, a teacher, taught me this. My mother calls and talks for 5 minutes. She talked to me for an hour. Like, Jerry kept coming and says, that's still your mother? And I go, yeah. But she did it like 3 days after I did this meditation that I really would like to connect with her in a deep level. Because she wasn't a person who talked about intimate stuff. So I just want to share that sometimes a really heartfelt, silent, heart-to-heart connection, saying everything you want, is a lot more powerful than a written letter. I just wanted to share that.
Yes, and thank you very much for sharing that. I think this concept of integrating the Ho'oponopono with the heart hug. And just, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you can say, it's interesting. I put the I love you first, because with the four phrases of Ho'oponopono, you switch them around however it works for you. There's no specific order to that. And it changed my relationship with someone I had had trouble with for years and years when I finally did that and I realized, you know, I was the issue. That was an interesting shock. So, Marianne, are you back with that now? I hope this is okay. What I want to say, we had a discussion in that break. I had a discussion with Kirsten, and what she was saying she had a cat that had a major problem. The vets couldn't help at all. And her homeopathic vet saved the animal, and it's happened twice. And sometimes when nothing else, you know, you'd have to try different things. Man, yeah. And if you possibly can get a homeopathic vet or a holistic vet.
And Linda, my niece and Bernadette Hartman is a doctor of veterinary medicine, just works holistic completely. And she does do distance work.
Is she taking new people?
Yeah, she's taking new people.
Wow, man,
And also, I know my local vet, but my local vet in Chicago sees them in person, but Bernadette works worldwide with people. And she actually takes people down to soul levels and connections. She goes way out there where some people are like, oh my God, it's too much. But other people are like, oh my God, this is right on. So,
right. Can you put that in the chat? Because this is one of the problems we tried to get a a holistic vet for Alice Lattice when her cat was having a problem and nobody would, you couldn't take her.
I mean, yeah, she works across the world. So I'll pull up her website and funny, I've got two nieces that are veterinarians. One is hardcore working radiation oncology. And then I've got the other one that is completely holistic. And then my vet in Chicago actually works with homeopathy that I don't believe she does distance work.
You know, what I just realized, because we only have a little more than 35 minutes left, maybe what we'll do, I'll have, we'll just briefly tell her, Donna, where she can see this and find it so we don't take too much time with it here. But can you show her that and the book? And
well, what I wanted to do is, you know, partly I was like, is the question around liver and gallbladder relative to the people issue? Because I'll tell you, the people issue in relationships many times is liver and gallbladder.
Good point.
Liver is anger towards self, and gallbladder is anger toward others. And many times when there's dissonance, it's when it's out of balance. And on a human, one of the easiest ways, and it's kind of, you see it in Tai Chi moves, but you can intentionally trace the liver meridian up from your feet up to your body part, and then you trace your gallbladder down. But gallbladder is a pretty tricky meridian to trace with intention. But what you can do is just bring your hands from your feet in the ground and bring the energy of the earth up the front of your body, and bring the energy of the universe or the heavens down the back of the body. And you're intentionally, you're tracing basically your meridians. Your yin meridians run on the inside of your body and on up. And you grab that universal energy and keep tracing it down the back. And that's a simple way to do it without having to worry about specifics on meridians for the person. So I kind of laughed when you asked the question. I'm like, which one is it? The cat question, the animal question with seizures, or the people? But with cats, I don't know if this can be seen very well. I love this. And you've talked about it before, Linda, Tall Grass Publishers.
Right.
Have these meridian charts. And if you look at a meridian chart for a cat or a dog, it's pretty similar to what a human liver meridian is. And a human liver meridian comes up from your big toe on up to underneath your breast. And it's the same thing on a cat and a dog. And the gallbladder starts here. And like I said, the gallbladder is really tricky movements around the head and around the side of the body and down the side of the leg and off the fourth toe. And the same thing happens with the cats and the dogs. So if you can't get a hold of the actual pictures from Tallgrass, and they have these online, if you just, the pictures are actually, if you do look for a picture of the liver meridian on a cat or dog, but, tracing them, in Eden Energy Medicine, we actually test to see whether you want to trace things forward or trace things backwards, because sometimes things are over energy, sometimes things are under energy. That's where
if we can, at this point, maybe we can just leave it at that, and if that's okay, and then, because we don't.
And reach out to me. I'm more than willing to kind of run you through some kinesiology testing on how you determine that. But I will tell you, I've had great results with seizures, with clearing chakras. And I loved your advice, Linda, to do it between the seizures, using T-Touch between the seizures, because that's, I find, the most successful, as you work them when they're in a calm state to prevent the seizure actually from coming on. We've had a Jack Russell Terrier that was in high doses of phenobarbital for seizures. We worked on him. He got up, threw up, and never had another one the rest of his life. I mean, it was completely, we figured can't hurt, might help. It's our attitude.
Well, what we've found with, and why I say work between the seizures, is that people who've done that have had fewer seizures and less intense as they continue to work. You don't wait until it happens. And basically when it happens, during the seizure, my feeling is just to contain them with the shoulders, if you can. Just give them contact. You know, you can't start messing around with them when they're in the middle of a seizure, unless it's not so bad that you can do the ERT touch. Because I have stopped a seizure in a human with just less than 30 seconds of ERT touch, just when it started. Just as I could see it starting and do it. And once, like in an animal, just with a human, I would do the ears. But with the dog, I think just that containment is really important. Big thing is start doing it several times a day. Give like just 3 or 4 minutes, even, Donna, several times a day will make a difference. Christine, your hand is raised.
Well, now I don't know which thing to talk about, but very briefly, when Alice was talking about writing the letters, I just thought, oh, she wrote not a physical letter, but she did write a physical letter, because years ago at a David Joshua Stone seminar, he said, well, let me tell you about the angel letters that I write, you know. And so it's the idea that you could write it physically or mentally, but you don't really send it. You fold it up in your mind, or if you've actually written it, but you put it, you know, in your mind, you put it in the mailbox, and you ask the angels to deliver it to the person. And as Morgane was saying, sometimes those physical letters just create more issues, and the prayer or the whatever. So I think that spirit, the angel letter combined with Ho'oponopono, could be really powerful. And of course, I mean, we could all do Ho'oponopono with her through the ethers, you know, for her daughter.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Thank you. We can do that. And thank you, because I realized when I said to Alice, write a letter to your living daughters, that was a mistake. Because that's what I do after the person or the animal passes. But you're so right. I mean, that is such a beautiful thing. Another thing is to either write it and then fold it up, and you can burn it in ceremony, you know. But I love that idea of giving it to the angels to deliver. Yeah. That is a much better idea. And I'm going to call Alice later and talk to her about that, because of course, if we send that letter, you're just going to get reaction. So thank you. What was the other thing? You had another thing, Christine, to share.
Well, see if I can make this a short story about Donna and her precious dog having seizures. And I liked the marijuana, medical marijuana suggestion. That is so powerful. I've followed that story about how people's lives and the cats, I don't know if cats could take marijuana, but the dog probably would. And she had an example of a vet who would use it that way. But the other thing is, I had this fabulous, okay, I'm hoping she can save the dog and keep him here. But I think we really cause anguish and stress for the animal, whether the animal's sick and is going to recover or is trying to leave. When we're so anguished about it, it causes stress for them. And I have a story. I had this magnificent big gray tabby cat that, there are some good stories I'd like to tell, but there's not time. But he was probably only 7, healthy, never had a problem. And he actually, my neighbor found him in the middle of the street, dead. And but then the body disappeared. The neighbor went and took a walk and was going to then move him anyway. We looked in garbage cans under bushes. I called the city to see if they had picked the cat up. They did the investigation. We never knew what happened to Alfie's body, but I was doing animal communication with Val Hart at the time. She tuned in to him, and he said, well, I just fell asleep. And then I woke up and went whatever, he said, I had other work to do. His answer for leaving so mysteriously was, I had other work to do. Okay, so sometimes they have other work to do. So not that I wouldn't be grieving, you know, but yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Christine, thank you, because I think that's really important. The fact that she has been a service dog and helping people so much all her life, it may be that it's her time to go. And that's why it's so helpful to hear all from everybody here. You know, it doesn't mean that you feel less grief at leaving, but when you understand it, and it is so important to come to this place, I believe it's our opportunity to understand this transition that we refer to as death, which in the normal human Western culture, whereas if when we see it as simply a change of address, which is how Hawaiians view that transition, it's not death, it's a change of address.
Yes, that's so beautiful. There is one other thing that I read years ago, and then more recently, a few years ago, Penelope Smith's books on animal communication. And she has stories upon stories upon stories. And she, I think one book is about death and dying. I don't know. I've got them in my cupboard there. And when you hear these stories about what the animals are saying to their owners or saying about death, and you could sort of immerse yourself in this other way of perceiving, that it might help her if she were to read some of those, you know, get those books and just immerse in that whole idea, and it would maybe lighten the load a bit. Penelope Smith, you can get them online.
And this is Heimke wrote, which is really beautiful, in the chat. I wrote a long letter to my father one day after his death, and I put this letter in his shirt pocket, and it was there buried with him.
Oh, wow.
And Sage writes, it's Penelope is at animaltalk.net. It's wonderful. And this is, these are really helpful. We do need to read these, actually, when they come in like this. So from Margaret, if seizures from poisoning, like teeth that are broken or whatever other reason, I start by giving activated charcoal. In my practice, most seizures besides that are helped by helping the kidneys, responsible for the brain. Thank you. So this is great. This and Marianne wrote, just if you don't have a chance to look at this, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, that's your daughter. Intuitive, is that right? Intuitive healer for humans and animals, holistic veterinary care. I need to keep that because
it's my niece. She's late 40s, early 50s, but it's one of my nieces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course it can't be your daughter. What am I thinking?
Well, I could probably have her as my daughter. But
well, actually, and Janet Varhus also is wonderful. And write her number down here. She's also really, really, she's one of our, she's been coming to trainings with me since 24 years with her horse and her dogs. And she's in Colorado. So if any of you are there, this is a possibility. So I would like to kind of shift gears a little bit now in the time that we have left, because we have only about 30 minutes left. And just know how some of you are. We've been following some of you like over the last, since May. Wow, been a long time, hasn't it? And either I would love to hear someone who hasn't had a chance to share, or any of you who have been dealing with issues that you've been working with, and I'd love to know how you're doing. Anna, hi.
Okay, I'm unmuted, finally. I think what T-touch, the circle and the quarter, all of a sudden, I want to make sure, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Is all of a sudden I realized, and I might have said this the last week, wherever I start, I know whatever direction I go, that first quarter is where I'm going to end up. I never had that in my mind because I was always seeing it as the clock. And all of a sudden now it's become the most amazing meditation. I have been involved in so many meditation groups, but all of a sudden, the one thing that has really changed for me, and I know this sounds wacky, and I really feel badly if anyone, when I say this, I don't want to trigger anyone. I've always been such a progressive, a tree hugger. And, you know, lately now I have names for trees that are near me. I mean, Precious, Tranquility. I mean, I just have amazing names and I touch them and I greet them. Now I'm starting to do a heart hug, the energy of the heart hug, me connecting. Because I've always loved trees. Ever since I've been a little girl, no matter what vacation, I'd find a tree and I'd sing by it. I was just like, So one thing that's changed for me, that part, having this meditation, I mean, when I do the heart hug, you know, I realize I'm going to the right. When I get back up to the right, to that quarter, I just breathe as if it's a meditation. And I love the idea that my elbows, because starting with, you know, Feldenkrais, when I started with Angel and Richard, all of a sudden, I started getting this relationship. When I breathe in, my elbows, they widen out. Mm-hmm. And when I exhale, I realize now how I am really connecting with my diaphragm. I mean, when I think about, and then the roots that are coming down, I'm like, oh my goodness, I really do have a connection to trees. Because, you know, knowing how they like to weave all the roots together and connect. And I'm like, all of a sudden, okay, this is what I was going to say. I can't believe I'm saying this. I started sending love energy to Trump, mainly towards his youngest son, Barron. And I was like, what? Because I have been crying and so angry. And I thought, Jesus of Nazareth, he was here to forgive everyone. He wanted to see the best in everyone. He wanted everyone who had all the money to share it, to help everyone feel healthy and loved, to help make sure we live in the best environment. So I thought, girl, why are you sending such negative energy out? I grew up as a Republican, of course. You know, now I'm like the progressive tree hugger, but I was like, girl. So all of a sudden, everyone's like, are you really saying to me, you're sending love energy to Trump? I said, yeah. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm laughing at myself. But I feel like that is the what, the heart hug, the T-touch. And the one magic thing that I've really, like when I'm in, you know, in bed, I'll bring one leg up to standing and I can bring my other leg right there and really get into my feet, into my ankles. And I, in my, you know, I've been studying the energy that's connected with our feet. And I just love now, as I had said last week, you know, I like to put my hand, you know, down around my quote, vagina and clitoris. And then right around below my belly button, my umbilical cord, and do the T-touch there. And I just realized the nice thing about the T-touch, I can get right in between my ribs and do that. I'm just like, and I believe that's what's brought my heart energy. So really at the top of me down into the earth that I can really begin to forgive. I mean, obviously really forgive anybody close to me, my parents. And so thank you so much. I took my mom for the very first time to the forest on my big round lavender, you know, carpet with a big peace sign in green. And my mom was there. And my mom's name is, I think I've said this, Carol Ann Toops, cat. So we always had cats. And she always had roses. So one thing I always make is I make out of ribbon roses, little flowers.
Oh, and beautiful.
I make them all different, you know, colors and give them away to people, especially during the holiday. I can put it on their packages. But that's really about my mom. My mom, you know, always sewed and she cared so much for us. And yet I kept her as an enemy as I got older. And then to realize I could say, I forgive you, I love you to both my dad and my mom separately when they were dying. But I love this idea of really writing a letter and having the angels take it to them. So I just want to say thank you so much for everyone here. I've learned so much and I've never spoke. I rarely get on a Zoom because I feel like I can't talk. So thank you so much for letting me share. I so appreciate everyone here. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. It's an absolute delight. And what I might recommend that has been really helpful for people who are writing to those who have passed, when you finish writing, just sit there and ask, if you could write back to me, what would you have to say? And keep writing. And I would love it if you would share that with me at some point, because I've just heard the most really, and for the book that I recommend for you, those of you who have close friends or family who passed, it's the Afterlife of Billy Fingers. I've read many of these books by, you know, I really have gotten a lot out of Dr. Anyway, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, and it's very different from any others that I've read and really helpful.
Thank you. I'll write it down right now. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll write it in the chat.
Oh, okay.
I'm writing in the chat.
She's getting it, yeah. The magic one. What has Tea Touch done for you? Have you something specific that you can share with us that you have gotten from being in this class would be really meaningful for me. Heimke.
Heimke, we can see you. You are unmuted, but there's something else.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Or it was just on the wrong microphone. It's so amazing this journey. I'm now with you near, I think it's next year, 24 years, and from you and from me and coming really from training, from the training tool, telling Tea Touch the groundwork, the Tea Touch as a training tool, but I always have had the feeling there's more. It was, for me, it was really this anchor point to say, okay, I'm a little bit out of the rule of just doing medicine. I've been trained as a natural healer in Germany. It was a 3-year training. Everything was fine, but I was always missing this little bit. And that was exactly what the Tea Touch was for me. And now in this, over this whole years, in this journey, with the ups and downs, with my life journey and also your life journey, Linda, in the last years, it gets so much rounder and it's now really it feels so complete. And it's absolutely amazing and I'm absolutely thankful for this. Thank you. And I'm always remember, I have this wonderful rememberings of being with you on Hawaii and having a bath in your pool, doing the snorkeling lesson in your pool and being out snorkeling with the dolphins, but also be on my own on this big, massive plate of lava in the volcano park and feeling the heartbeat of Mother Earth, because there was just flowing lava just 2 meters underneath me. And this was one of the key things in my life, to feel the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And this will be always a connection with you. Thank you.
Wow, fantastic. And you know, it's said that Hawaii is on the earth, the holds the heart chakra of the of planet Earth. That's very interesting that you feel that. And right now the lava, for 2 years we've had no lava flow, and it started 5 days ago, just burping a little, and 500 feet filled up in the caldera in 3 days of lava, 500 feet. And this hole, the caldera, where the initial eruption came initially, it's huge. I mean, it's more than half a mile across. And that filled up 500 feet in 3 days, but now it's reduced a couple of days. Yesterday it was down 5 feet, so hopefully it's going to end. Now we're stopping her. So thank you. And someday we know we'll be having the trainings here again. So we hope to welcome some of you either in the physical or in spirit with us. But we're trying to figure, well, had we had it last year, we were going to have times during the day when we would join like this on Zoom for those who couldn't be with us and have this circle. So thank you. Other, how you're doing, what this has meant to you. Let's just do this little wrap up, because we are at the end of this year and I have to figure out how we're going on. What Marianne suggested to me is probably a really good idea, is that you just take a 1 month break, hiatus, and then we're going to offer this to you again. Because and it's very hard. When she said that to me, I thought, oh, can I stand not having Tuesdays with you all? I don't know, it's gonna be really hard. So I hope some of you will write to me and let me know how you're doing. So just what has this meant to you, these sessions?
Denise had her hand up.
Yeah, a little bit. I want to tell it. The first time in this year, I was very sad about that I can't meet Linda personally in Amtsel, and it was not nice. But then I found the connection here. In this online meeting, and it is a very great Erfahrung experience for me. And I learned very much, and I give it not in this big kind to other people, only sometimes in little steps. And it's a really, really interesting thing. And I hope we see us next year, Linda.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean. Yes. And it's a very, very important thing for me to know every Tuesday we see us, and once in month on Sunday we see us. And I try to buy today the next course. I talked with Kirsten. I'm not sure. Also, I hope we see us next year. Yeah,
we absolutely will. And we're just in the planning. I mean, I don't know, yeah, Marianne, if I can take a whole month away from you all. It's, I mean, I'm out here on an island like 2,500 miles from anything. And this is my biggest connection, is with you. And it means so much to me knowing, you know, having you over all these months and hearing from you and seeing you there. And some of you don't say so much, but I very much feel your presence and your energy. And it's something very special. And this, it was so beautiful. I didn't respond to what Anna said about sending, you know, heart hugs to Trump. I mean, this is the age of Aquarius, of choosing to bring light in. And sending this potential for light and love. We have love and fear. Jerry Jampolsky, two emotions, love or fear. What do we choose? And when we put out this love and we can reach out to anybody's higher self, divine self, and who knows how that will be for them. Perhaps they've never felt that in that way. And that is our opportunity is in this time. So Denise, absolutely, but you have to stay in touch with me anyway, right? So
you have to make the next course.
Well, absolutely. We're just trying to decide what we're trying to decide. And this is that we're going to have like the one Sunday a month and this every Tuesday, because I just feel it's so valuable. And then we're thinking about offering an addition, like the first, those of you who didn't do the original immersion, because every segment was different. And those Sundays that were just so incredible. And we have that all saved in the, you know, on our landing page. And it's really wonderful. Originally, we offered them a self-study, but you see, if we have Tuesdays to continue this way, people can go through that material on their own hour by hour as they have time and then come back. And it's not self-study, you're bringing that all back to all of us. So what we're trying to do also is how do we get this word out there? I'm a Feldenkrais, I'm a member of the Feldenkrais Guild, and I should be putting just some of our experiences out in the Facebook, but I simply don't have the time to do it. So we're trying to figure some way to encourage you to bring another person in with you, if there's some way that we can spread this work more. And I really encourage you, I'd love to know any stories that you've had that you've been able to share this with someone else, because this is what my vision all these years has been. We have these wonderful 3-year in-person trainings to be practitioners, but to work with other people. But this idea of giving something like you have received, those of you who didn't know the work before, online. You can learn this online, just taking the heart out, just reaching down and got a pain in your foot. You tell somebody on the phone, just do, you know, and you can even do it through the boot and make a difference. And the difference for me, you all, is just such a treasure that I finally understand why we can release pain and fear with this magical 1¼ circles. I mean, because when we started this 2 years ago with Eleanor and Sandy, I had not yet realized, wait a minute, what this magical spiral circle is, a direct connection to that cellular wisdom, that source wisdom that we are. And we can celebrate this together. That's what I want you to go away. That's my dream, that you will realize that. And I want to remind you that, you know, this past life regression that I had in 1984, when I connected with my Atlantean lifetime, which I had no connection before, and suddenly saw that what I was bringing was a type of simple touch that when anybody did it, no matter what their religion, philosophy, belief was, that they would remember in their own way their connection to all that is. And that's what I've carried since that knowing, since 19, when I got that in 1984. And that's what this is. All this, as you said, Heimke, all the wonderful work that we learn in the trainings when you're working with dogs or horses, with the groundwork, it's really amazing work. The magic, what's at the source of this, is this 1 1/4 circle. It's ours to share, each one of us. And so if any of you have any ideas how we can, Sandy made this really wonderful program that if you bring someone in, you actually get 20%, money back for bringing them in, because it's our one way that we can spread this work. But the other way is, I have to get on the Feldenkrais Guild, and I'm going to join the Somatic Institute Guild.
Eleanor, Linda, just to be clear, when they get 20%, that means if they refer 5 people, they basically pay for their own course, correct?
Yeah, totally. Right.
And Linda, we have 3 raised hands.
Great.
Joyce was first.
Okay, Joycey.
Hello, can you hear me?
Of course.
Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, and happy New Year. I think that gets it all. The wonderful thing that I have gleaned from this class, and I get all emotional, I'm really trying to hold it in, is the joy of being a vessel. Yes, I forgot. The joy of being a vessel that contains 200 trillion sparks of divinity, the connection. And if, again, because I live by DC, I get a little disgruntled, I'll do a hard hug. But lately, I just put my hands up and just think and sing, I'm a vessel of the divine. And I see this gossamer bag just full of all these little lights shining. And I go to total joy. And so that is a real manifestation of something that I've taken. And I have some cats I'm fostering. And one is just difficult so many times. And I finally thought, treat it like it's a kitten. Soften everything. Go to that cellular place of let that cat be who and where and what it is. And that changes it. It's so easy to make a tiny shift to decide how to be instead of not use the divine spark to help us choose the best way to be. Everybody can look in the mud, and 2 men sat behind prison bars. One saw mud and one saw stars. And the difference is the decision that we make. And you've given us that in so many million little bits of sparkle. Thank you, Linda, very much.
Love you.
You're welcome.
Who's next?
We do Nancy or Yael, it doesn't matter. Nancy's unmuted.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you to you, Linda, and to all of you, because I'm one of those who doesn't talk much, but I'm very thankful that you feel the energy anyway, Linda, because I've been absorbing so much, and I feel like I've just been getting my feet wet, and I have so much. I kind of have an inner conversation while I'm at class, so I too look forward to seeing us again. And I was disappointed when I heard about the month-long break, but I realized I've ordered quite a few of the books and the resources that you've mentioned. So I'll be able to take the time to do some more absorbing in that way. I have a whole stack of things that are really exciting. So I'll use the time. But there are many things I'm very thankful for, but I feel like I'm just getting started. So.
Beautiful. Thank you. And for one of you, so some of you may want to know this also. I'm doing a 2-day intensive. It's like the core of the T-Touch work on the 9th and 10th of January. And so really looking at the nuts and bolts of the different touches and how we use them and where and how. And for some of you might really want to get into that or bring other people in. And that's, we certainly can do whatever you call it, I forget, the system where you get money back if you bring somebody. You call that, Kirsten, help.
The affiliate program.
Affiliate, thank you. The affiliate program, yes. So that's on the 9th and 10th, and that is out there. So some of you who just came in and, you know, into the Tuesdays, you might really like to do that. It really gets down to the nuts and bolts of it. Or send people. Who else had their hands up? We had others.
Yael, I will
unmute. Yael.
Where is she?
Here.
Okay.
I've been thinking so much about you. I'm so happy to see you. I missed you.
I'm happy too. And yeah, it's unique, this group. I've never been in a group like that. And I really cherish it. I'm in a different world. As I always say, it's Jerusalem. We're in lockdown again. But I have this group. And what I wanted to share is that I don't know how long I know this T-Touch, few months, and still it became something so natural. Sometimes I do it without noticing that I'm doing it. Like if there's something stressful is coming, or I feel like, well, I have to do something that I don't want to, my hands go to the heart hug and that's it. It's okay. Like I don't even expect what it's gonna give me. I don't even think of the spark all the time. It's just, it's like, it changes my way each time differently. And it helps me, it became so natural. I really do it without noticing. That's what I wanted to share.
Beautiful, thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, the whole group, and have a wonderful year.
Yes, thank you. And you know, would it be possible for some of you to go and write something about this if we could all go together at the same time, a few of us, and put something in the International Feldenkrais, the Facebook group, that would be really helpful.
I would love to do it. I'm not part of the International Feldenkrais, only the Israelis. So if there's a way to do it together, I would be very glad to do that.
Ah, well, may I quote you?
Sure.
Oh, okay. If it would be okay for some of that, I quote some of you who are in the Feldenkrais,
sure,
or not. I don't have to use your, I mean, you either tell me if I can use your name or just your initials that somebody's in the group, because sure, we need to do that. We need to share it. When I went on before, a few months ago, it was really, I had some great, really nice.
I'll be glad to do that.
Great.
Yeah.
If you could just write something and send it to me, then I would just put that in from you.
Okay.
Great. Thanks. What other hands?
Thank you.
And Nancy, by the way, thank you for speaking up, because I do feel the energy of those of you there. You know, it's called, you can be there just holding the heart. And in every meetings that we have been in, many meetings where somebody is designated just to hold the heart. And when you're there and just being with us all like this and being able to see us all like this, I love this view that I can see in the gallery, and I just switch back and forth and see you all. And Jean, we haven't heard from, or Chris, I love getting your emails, by the way. Yeah, it's been really special. Kirsten, I think you had a couple more hands up, right?
I don't have any more.
Ah, that's it.
And Linda, I did put in the chat room the link to your class in January. So the registration link is over there and the description of the class.
Great. And can we, Kirsten, can you let people know how they can just sign up for the affiliate? So if they sign up for the affiliate, then if they send some money, they give your number and then you automatically get the money. We just send it to you. And Charlotte, I want to thank you for all of your wonderful meditations that you sent me. I've so enjoyed them and continue to do so. So may I just hear from, where are you? I have to go back to, where are you? Oh dear, maybe she's no longer with us on here. Jewel, there you are. Every time I see your Jewel's name, I think of all the sea turtles and your big turtle. We never did see a picture of him. And it's just always a treasure. And I would just like to know how your knees are doing, how you are doing.
Doing well. Actually, doing very good. And of course, that's a big thing I got out of, well, it was the class really, I think, before that we started working with my knees. And it's just going great.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, serious.
You know, I do a little bit of work most every day with it, but it's still pretty great. For which I am, of course, very thankful.
I mean, it is, for those of you who maybe weren't there from the very beginning, the first time we did this Tuesday, Jewel was dealing with knees that were in great pain and she couldn't have knee surgery because of didn't have anyone to look after herself. And so I just... It was so, I can still remember that first time I guided you because Jewel had been doing the T-touches on her knee, but she hadn't been following to see where the pain went, not just the knee. What we do is focus on just the area. And I had discovered from my own knee pain that just hit me suddenly, first time ever, it went all down my leg. And I just started working with that and guided Jewel like that, and it was a miracle. I mean, are you still walking out? I mean, for short walk?
Yes, I'm not getting out quite as much as I like because it is kind of cold. We've had some yucky, rainy, cold, nasty weather lately, but most nice days I do get out, and I'm not. For a while at first, when they were so much better, I was overdoing it.
And I remember.
Yes, I'm very consciously not overdoing it.
Good.
But it's not so much a matter of distance as it is speed. When I go too fast, it's much, much worse. But it gets over. I get over it very quickly now. Great. But yes, and I can walk much faster without any problem, even though I'm not trying to.
Yeah, good. Taking care of yourself.
Yes.
But I mean, it is a miracle. The fact that had an 8 pain and disappeared it to a 2 the first week just by, just exploring these tiny little touches.
Yeah. I actually
connecting.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah. Francoise, how are you? I just think of you so often. And I really, I have to teach you all something after you speak that I learned that has to do with the breathing. I just learned it. Can you unmute yourself?
It's all right. I feel all right. I feel all right. My lungs are quite happy. I feel they are free from problems or whatever, you know. They get a freedom.
Beautiful.
They have got a freedom during the class. I take a medicine for my the nerve in my hair, in my leg, because of the sciatica.
Oh, yes.
Because I've seen a doctor after the the scanner of control. You know, I come out from a cancer, and I have had a lot of X-rays, and maybe the X-rays have damaged the low of my back. That's why it is hard to cure.
Yep.
I have taken medicine, and I will go to see a specialist, a doctor specialist.
The thing that I seem to remember through the process of this is that you have continued to find other ways to help yourself. And when I heard the last week that your situation with your lungs has not progressed and your doctor was surprised, I think this is from the love and the gratitude and all that you're learning besides, that you're really exploring. It's really beautiful.
Yes, I apologize. I wanted to say some of scientific people I meet are not open, but I didn't mean all the scientific people. Right. Okay.
No, of course. Yeah, some are. I mean, something that I learned, because for those of you who missed it, we had an amazing discussion on the pelvic floor issues. And oh my God, I can't believe it. Only a month ago, I didn't even know that there was such a thing as a prolapse of the bladder that can actually fall out of your vagina. And that's happened to people. And I first heard about it because my friend had it and had to have this basket put in, which can, after a number of years, can have a real problem. And then what I discovered from my nurse practitioner of 25 years, she said one of the ways of exercises that you can do is the opposite of what I would have done. And that is when you breathe in, like when we did all this like wonderful breathing, Francoise, it was inspired by you, like filling our ribs and filling our backs and filling our bellies. And then for me, I've always like breathed like as though I could fill my whole pelvis. But I didn't include the whole like internal and vaginal area. And so what she said is like when you breathe in, you actually release all of the, you don't tighten the vaginal area, that area, you release it, like take this breath in and really breathe in. And then when you put close out, like breathe out, like then you tighten. And I've been doing that in the pool, and it's just like a wave. I feel it like this wave. So I feel me all around. I feel my whole torso, pelvis, everything by opening and then close. And it's just a beautiful feeling. And maybe you can think like Heimke said when she was here and swimming with the dolphins, and just like, you know, like the water lapping on the beach and dolphins are in the bay. You can imagine this and be like one with the waves. So when I ride my my pool noodles like a seahorse in the pool every day. That's what I'm practicing. And I'm thinking of many of you that practice this breathing along with me. And Françoise, you're always with me right there.
Yeah, you too.
Breathing.
It's a wonderful way to straighten.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the time has come, the rabbit said. I hope some of you will join me on the 9th, 10th, those of you who came in, you know, later to the work. And then I will look forward to being in touch with you and give you the ways of signing up and what we're thinking about doing is doing it like 4-month segments like we did before, where you have one Sunday a month and then every Tuesday, and then have another possibility for those. We have a few people who would like to sign up for the whole year, which of course is a discount if you sign up for the whole year. So I'm looking forward to the next year, and I will just stay in touch, like reach out heart to heart and know that I am here with you all. And I just want to thank the support from Kirsten and Marianne and Sage and all of you who have contributed so much to this process. And I want us all to hold the realization in this new year that we are now making this shift when Saturn and Jupiter came together and created for the first time in 800 years now since Galileo, this look, the vision of the Star of Bethlehem, which Sage and James were lucky enough to see. We couldn't see it here, but we are in this new age of Aquarius. It is the age more so than ever before. With every word we speak, with every thought we have, every breath we take, we realize we have a choice between choosing to see the gift in everything, the gratitude, counting our blessings every single day. It doesn't mean we won't see sometimes that other side, but we can choose to flip from seeing that half empty glass to half full.
Full moon today, for those who can see it.
It's gorgeous last night.
Oh, it was outstanding. It was just like incredible.
Really beautiful. So I wish you all many heart hugs, much feeling of heart coherence and smiling, talking to ourselves, giving gratitude. And I look forward to seeing you in this first year of the Age of Aquarius. Aloha.
Bye, Linda. Happy New Year.